Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
SBS Greek, this is Pano Apostolou, and Dimitra Giannakopoulou is with us today. She's the director of a play on the occasion of the Midsummer Festival that takes place in Melbourne. And we are going to talk with Dimitra today for her play. It's called A Worthy Rival. First of all, Dimitra, ευχαριστώ. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Γεια σας, τι κάνετε. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a few things? What's going on in this play? The title is A Worthy Rival. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's called A Worthy Rival. And it's about two tennis players, two female tennis players, who are about to play the final of a Grand Slam tournament. And it's a really important match for them, because one is at the end of her career, her name's Victoria, and the other one, her name's Sam, is at the very beginning of her career. And it's about certainly the match itself that is about to happen, but more importantly, it's about their mental state, and also that for Sam to really challenge Victoria, she actually has to stop seeing Victoria as her idol and start to see her as her rival.
Why did you choose tennis?
Well, I'm going to confess I'm a tennis tragic. I absolutely love tennis. I play competition tennis. I watch it and read about it and write about it. And apart from the athleticism and the physical component, there's a very large mental component to tennis. And to play tennis well, I suppose like many sports, mm-hmm. you really have to be in the moment. You really have to deal with whatever happens immediately. And importantly, and I think this is an interesting element to tennis, you have to forget that you've just lost the point in order to keep playing. And for me, that's almost like an analogy for life. You know, things go wrong in life, things go wrong on the tennis court, and things go wrong in life, things go wrong on the tennis court. You need to pick yourself up and then keep moving forward. And it's one of the great things about playing tennis.
And also the situation in the court can change within seconds. I mean, while you're winning, I mean, you can lose the game, you know, after a couple of not good shots. Is that how you see life as well?
That's true. Well, you can let it get to you. Yes, for sure. And it comes back to this concept, the idea, and sometimes boxers talk about it, where it's like it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. I mean, they sound like cliches, but tennis is one of those sports that you don't have a time limit. You have to achieve, whether it be 2 points in a tiebreak or two games ahead or two sets ahead in order to win. So you could lose the first set, you see this, and yet a player can dig themselves out of that hole and come back to ultimately win the match. And I think that's actually quite inspiring.
There are some critics about tennis and LGBTQI movement, saying that it's a sport that we haven't seen any players, women or men, to come out from the closet and to be out there and say that here I am, I'm gay, I'm lesbian. Wasn't that a bit problematic for you when you were writing that?
Well, yes and no. It's interesting because it really seems to be polar opposites between the men and the women mm-hmm. in tennis. And certainly in the men, I'm not aware of any current players, active players, who are out. Whereas in the women, there have been a few notable examples and certainly absolute icons like Billie Jean King and Martina mm-hmm. Navratilova. And more recently, a Russian player, Daria Kazatkina, mm-hmm. came out last year. But there is still a lot of reluctance for players to come out, and there are many reasons for that. Obviously, you have your personal reasons, but mm-hmm. if you're an elite athlete and you rely on that for your income, then, you know, things like sponsorships, future mm-hmm. jobs, post your playing career can be problematic if you plan to work in countries in particular that don't support, in fact, where being gay is mm-hmm. a criminal offence.
Midsummer Festival, is it still worth it to have a festival like that? Don't we have enough recognition about the gay movement, the LGBTQI gay movement?
I love this question. I ask this question of myself as well, and it may be because, you know, I've been out for a very long time, and but I know there are many people still struggling to live their life fully and completely and out. So I'll say a resounding yes to the answer to that, and particularly, you know, what we've gone through the last 3 years with COVID and lockdowns, particularly in Melbourne. Just being able to re-engage with your community is really important, and to celebrate, you know, celebrate the rainbow community, I think is still valid. I'll say yes with an exclamation mark.
Your cast, how many actors are participating, Dimitra?
There are three ecome attrici Ethiopi, Christina Arampatsi, who plays the role of Victoria. She's a Greek-Australian actor mm-hmm. who speaks three languages, which I always find impressive, and speaks them well. And she's a very good actor and has really taken to this role. So, you know, she'll put in a great performance as Victoria. We also have Shannon Stevens, who's playing the role of Sam. And we have Amir Rahimzadeh, who plays a couple of roles, principally as a commentator, and we all enjoy the commentating on the tennis, and also journalist. And Panos, you might be able to relate to this being a journalist. I have a bit of fun with all the questions that journalists can ask, from the very thoughtful and deep questions to all the crazy kind of questions that journalists sometimes ask players, particularly after they've just come off the court and if they've lost. And we're also very special to have Joanna of St. Ergo, who is performing original music of hers as part of the performance.
When is the play and where is taking place, Dimitra?
It's on Saturday, the 4th of February at 7:30 p.m. at the amazing Victorian Pride Centre at on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, which is a purpose-built building for the gay community. And to purchase tickets, you just go by the Midsummer mm-hmm. website.
What time is that?
It's at 7:30, Saturday, 4th of February, yes.
And is there anything else you would like to add, Dimitra?
Even if you're not really into tennis, it's beyond tennis. It's a story about really self-discovery and being true to yourself, and also finding joy in challenging yourself to be better, and hence the title A Worthy Rival, in that to become better, we often need to challenge ourselves and take us to the edge of our skill set.
Dimitra Giannakopoulou, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Harika. Γεια σας.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.